Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
One of the legendary figures in the NBA, one of the legendary figures in Cleveland sports, passed away at the age of 88, and that is former Cavs player. I think many people forget that Lenny was a Cavs player, and Cavs coach Lenny Wilkins at the age of 88. A gentleman who played for Lenny, I know has a deep affection for Lenny, joins us right now on the Fan Hotline, and it's former Cavs point guard Mark Price. Mark, great to have you back with us today.
Good to be with you, Jeff.
What did you think when you heard the rough news about Lenny? 88 years old, I think we'd all say, thank you, I'll take 88 right now. But still, you don't. It's a rough thing when a guy who meant so much to so many in our town passes away.
Yeah, I hadn't had an opportunity to watch many of the games or anything on Sunday. And so I flipped on SportsCenter, you know, early evening just to kind of check on some scores. And that was the first thing that popped up when I turned the TV on was, the breaking news that Lenny had passed. And so it caught me, you know, hit me pretty hard right then and there. I knew Lenny was having some health issues, but you know, like you said, you're never quite ready when it happens. And obviously, Lenny had an impact on, you know, many people's lives in Cleveland, but I, in particular for me, the time I got to spend 7 years with Lenny, you know, and our relationship as player coach and friends and everything else. And it was a sad day for sure.
Mark, you came into the NBA as a rookie. This team, when you came in, that was to me the beginning of a great era of Cavs basketball. Lenny's first year, you, Brad Doherty, Hot Rod, Ron Harper, Johnny Newman, all rookies, with a guy who had already won an NBA title as a coach, had coached for 13 years, and was a former point guard. It couldn't have been a better hire by Wayne Embry, I wouldn't think, for the right guy at the right time with the right group. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I don't know if Lenny had ever been put in that situation before, because like you said, he had just, you know, not too far in the past, had coached Seattle to a championship, so He was used to coaching championship level teams, and you know, that go into a total rebuilding situation with five rookies. I'm sure it was challenging, but with Lenny's personality and his calmness and just the way he went about business, he definitely was the perfect guy. He showed a lot of patience with us all that first year, and you know, really set the tone for what we were able to accomplish moving forward.
Mark Price joining us on the hotline. Mark, what did you learn from Lenny Wilkins about playing the point guard position that really stuck with you?
Well, obviously Lenny was a great player himself. And so I could trust the fact that it was a guy that's been there and done that. You know, for me, even though I was a good player in college, I knew that NBA level was a big step up, and a lot of people, frankly, you know, didn't see me as a guy that was going to stick around very long, obviously. A lot of people passed on me in the draft, my size, whatever it might be. But I got to give Wayne Embry and Lenny Wilkins, you know, so much credit, because I think they gave me an opportunity in Cleveland that I might not have gotten many other places. And they saw what I brought to the table, my ability to shoot the ball. And Lenny, I remember him saying, you know, I heard him say it in a few interviews when asked about me. And he said, well, I knew I could teach Mark some of the other things, but it's rare to find a guy that can shoot like he can. And I think Lenny saw that was going to be an advantage. He was a little bit ahead of the curve because, you know, you got to go back when I came in 86. You know, the idea of a point guard in the NBA was different. It was, you know, a guy that ran the team, got the ball to the right people, maybe make a shot when you're open from time to time. And yet I came in, you know, out of college with a scoring mentality, and Lenny didn't want to take that away from me, but also add the other pieces. And so, you know, to learn from a guy like that and a mentor, the pick and roll, I'd never played pick and roll basketball in college. And so, and that became my bread and butter, that really was a game changer for me at the NBA level. So give a lot of credit to Lenny Wilkins for giving me that opportunity.
You know, Mark, that's the one thing about your game. And when I look back on it, I think Lenny couldn't have been a better fit for you, because Lenny was kind of a scoring point guard before scoring point guards became anything. I think people forget, as good as he was at passing the ball, and he led the league in assists a couple of times, a 9-time All-Star, he averaged 16.5 points a game for his career. And I don't think people remember that about him. Had a couple of 20-point scoring seasons.
Yeah, yeah. He was a really good player, and you're right. He was ahead of the curve when it came to scoring point guards. So, you know, it was a real blessing for me to get to play for him. And the other thing about Lenny was that, you know, he was fair. He was, you know, the integrity that he had, because, you know, after, you know, I was a backup my rookie season, and then they drafted Kevin Johnson the following year in the draft at number 6, I believe it was. And for anybody that follows basketball, NBA basketball, whatever, you draft a lottery pick, they're expected to play, and in most instances expected to start. And so it wasn't looking good for me there for a while, because I was, John Bagley was still on the roster who started. They drafted Kevin Johnson. NBA teams don't keep 3-point guards. And yet I remember Lenny let me know, along with Dick Helm, his top guy, that they thought it was a good opportunity for me. They didn't go into detail with that. But, you know, in my mind, I felt like, you know, they're going to give me a shot at this thing. And to Lenny's credit, allowed me an opportunity to compete for that starting position going into my second year. And I was able to win that in the preseason. And to Lenny's credit, he allowed me to do that. So that's something that you didn't see a lot happen in the NBA.
Mark, with that thought in mind, I want to take you back to a story you won't remember. It was that summer when they drafted Kevin, and my parents lived in the same place that you lived in. I wasn't working here yet, and I was home on vacation with my parents, and I'm in the swimming pool with Sam Amico, who you know. Sam, and Sam is a longtime buddy of mine. Sam was a kid. And so we're swimming, you're there, and we go over to you and we start talking back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly,
clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Basketball with you a little bit, and you know I was working in Texas as a sportscaster, and I thought we let's leave this guy alone. He doesn't need to be talking basketball. And Sam, the kid, says, "Mark, they drafted this point guard. Why did they draft a point guard?" And you said, "I don't know why they did either, because I'm going to beat him out." And I'm sure you don't remember that, but you said it, and I thought at the time and since I thought that Lenny's part of that because he gave you the confidence to feel that way about your game.
Yeah, it really was. And, you know, I had a great relationship with Lenny. Matter of fact, when you Googled after, you know, Lenny's death, a lot of places, the first picture that popped up was a picture of Lenny and me and just kind of talking during a game. And Lenny kind of coaching me. And that was just, you know, an iconic picture, because that's really how our relationship was. It wasn't a Lenny yelling at me kind of thing or whatever, but it was just, I was an extension of him on the floor. We would talk during games, you know, and to Lenny's credit, because I think Lenny, because he was a great player himself, he understood the fact that the coaches on the sidelines can only see so much of what's going on the floor. But the point guards out there, and I remember, you know, often during games, you know, how things were going or flowing, Lenny might say, "Hey, Mark, what are you seeing out there?" He would listen to what I had to say, and sometimes he would take my thoughts, and sometimes he didn't. But we had that kind of relationship, a respect for one another, to try to find a way to make our team better, an opportunity to win those games. And I just loved, obviously Lenny's IQ was off the charts, and so just to talk basketball with him, even in the course and the heat of a game, was awesome.
So is that basically, that's what made that offense click, was just the ability of you had that relationship and that rapport with Lenny, and he had that basketball brain and yours as well combined, because boy, it was such beautiful basketball watching you guys play. And I got to take a half step back on that as well, Mark. I'm 37. I can't think of a world where somebody wouldn't play pick and roll basketball. Just that idea that you didn't come from a pick and roll system breaks my brain.
Well, you know, like I said, I'm, you know, unfortunately showing my age, but I mean, you go back to that era of college basketball, even high school. I mean, the pick and roll, that was, people just didn't play that way. It was more of like motion, you know, motion offenses and passing and cutting and not utilizing, you know, your big guys other than screeners and things like that. But so it opened a whole new world for me, you know, particularly playing with Brad and Larry and Hot Rod, having 7-footers, you know, knocking my guys off and opened me up for jump shots. And then when I established how good a shooter I was, of course, the bigs would have to jump out, and it opened up passing lanes. And I mean, it was like my eyes got big as saucers, man. I was like, man, where has this been all my life? And I told, you know, after I'd been in the league a couple of years, I called my college coach, Bobby Crimmins at Georgia Tech, and I was like, "Coach, man, what were you thinking? We had John Sally, and I mean, I'm like, we could have been doing this all in college." But he got a big kick out of that. But yeah, it was great. It wasn't, you know, happening at the lower levels, and now, of course, grade schoolers are running pick and roll offense. So
The one thing about that offense, Mark, and I've always said this whenever anybody's asked me, you know, what offense did you like? It was Lenny's offense with your group, because the spacing on the floor was incredible. The ball movement was great. A lot of it based in the pick and roll, obviously, but the body movement as well. And it seemed like you guys were able to get a good shot anytime you wanted them based on the, you know, the principles that Lenny put in with spacing and ball movement.
Yeah, the word space, that was a huge key, and Lenny talked about that a lot. That was a, you know, embedded in what we did, to give each other space to operate, and then when you draw on a second defender, you just make the right play. And our team was so good at that. And, you know, it was in an era where the three-point shot wasn't taken as much as it is now. I laugh because twice I led the league in three-pointers attempted at five a game. And so that's like a first quarter stat now.
And that's cute, isn't it, Mark?
I mean, the Cavs what, shot 67 threes last night?
Yeah, it was in the 60s.
Something crazy. And I'm like, you know, so we didn't do that. So we were scoring, you know, it wasn't unusual for us to score 115, 120 points a game, not taking hardly any threes. And that just shows how well we moved the ball and spacing, and the ball found the open man, and we just never had problems scoring the basketball.
Mark Price joining us on the Fan Hotline, legendary Cavaliers guard. Always appreciate his time and talking to him. Mark, do you see a world in the modern NBA where you could have a guy like Brad Doherty again, where you could kind of dump it down to the post in him and let him operate and run an offense through that, or is that from a bygone era?
Well, I think I could see it still happen. I think there's hope in the fact that there's basically one team in the league that still does that a little bit, and that's Denver. They got an MVP candidate every year in Jokic, and you know they do play through him a lot. You know, albeit more in the high post area necessarily than maybe the low post, but when he's down in the low post, he obviously can score the ball. And so, I miss that style of basketball. I mean, there are so many great big men, you know, from, you know, Brad to Patrick Ewing to Olajuwon to David Robinson. I mean, you just go down every team, it seemed like, had a 7-footer that if you didn't double team him, he was going to score down in the low post. And so that opened up opportunities to kick outs and spacing and swinging the ball. But, so I don't know. I don't know. The game tends to change, you know, over the years from time to time. Right now it's a guard-heavy, three-point shooting-heavy league. Maybe a team comes along and wins one with a good low post player, and the league starts copycatting that. So who knows? But right now it doesn't look like anytime soon it's going to go back to that.
Mark Price joining us. Mark, what did it mean for your rookie group, you, Brad, Hot Rod? And then later, you know, Larry Nance coming in, Craig Elo, part of that team, to have a guy like Lenny, who I characterized when we chatted about him yesterday, he had such a high character and high integrity, a guy like that to lead you through the early part of your career and clearly form what was a team of really good guys who really knew how to play the game.
Yeah, Lenny was great. You know, I tell people this all the time, and I played for a lot of really good coaches in my career, but I think Lenny, probably of all the coaches that I played for, you know, of managing a season, particularly an 82-game season, there weren't a lot of super highs and a super lows with Lenny. You know, it was basically one game at a time, win or lose, whatever, you know, close game, blowout, whatever. You know, yesterday's game was yesterday's game, and we got the next game tomorrow. And he was just had a great way of kind of, you know, not letting you get too hyped and not letting you get too upset. And just kind of, he was so calm during all those situations, one way or the other. And it really, you know, worked well for our guys and our team.
Mark, always great to talk to you. I hate to talk to you under these circumstances, but your thoughts on Lenny, I know, mean an awful lot to basketball fans here in Northeast Ohio. So thank you for sharing them. We appreciate it, buddy. And as always, appreciate it, buddy. And
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world.
As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.